Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
8:42 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Brewers get a day off, their first in a week and a half. Got the Rockies in Colorado tomorrow night. Coming off a winning homestand.
1-1 pitch is a high fly ball. Deep left field. Bye-bye baseball. Chirio's done it again. A solo shot. And he's driven in five this afternoon.
8-2 winners over the Cincinnati Reds Sunday, capping off a 5-2 homestand and their second straight series win, bringing in host of Brewers Extra Innings.
Good luck, man. I don't know.
Dom Catronio live with us on Brewers 360 this Monday morning. Actually, 5-1 on the homestand, yes?
Or 5-2. 5-2.
I was right the first time?
Yeah, you were right.
What do we all? Well, we lost that first one. I blocked out that first loss to the Royals
the home
on Monday.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Short memory. Good job.
Remember that
you
time when we
player.
Lost the home opener?
You know, you do all the cliches. Oh, I just got a flush. You got a quick. You
yeah,
know,
right.
Quick,
burn
quick
the
memory.
Tape. Okay,
yeah, no
fine.
Big deal. All right. Cool. Yeah. Yeah. But they have won five of their last six, and I believe a week ago we were sitting here, you know, on opening day, everyone freaking out. Oh my God! And they lose the home opener. It's like, guys, it's gonna be okay. Bang! 5-1 over their next six. 5-5 record. 10 games in, there's still 152 more of these. It's going to be okay.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy says still not playing well.
Yes, I agree with that. I agree actually entirely with that because Christian Yelich hasn't got going. William Contreras hasn't got going. They still need help from their starters that aren't named Freddy Peralta, and Chad Patrick was tremendous yesterday. But with another injury with Nestor Cortez going down yesterday, they're feeling it once again, right? Their top eight going into spring training, if you include Jose Quintana. Of that top eight, only Freddy Peralta is remaining, but Quintana does return this week.
So what's the deal with Nestor?
Nestor has the same injury he had last year with the Yankees, which is a flexor tendon in your elbow and your forearm, which leads to issues in the elbow. They insist that it's not going to be long-term. Granted, we'll find out more once the imaging returns. I am in the belief that for a guy that is approaching free agency, that has had the second time this injury flare up, he's going to take it slow. The good news is Quintana returns Friday. Tobias Myers is due back by the end of April. They've also got Brandon Woodruff getting ready to start his rehab assignment. They are ready to absorb this depth, but in the short term, it sucks to have another pitching injury.
Right.
Brewers Extra Innings host Dom Catronio with us on Brewers 360. Is it just us, Dom, or is this league-wide?
League-wide.
With, in particular, the pitching injuries?
To this extent, it feels pretty much like you're on an island. Like, oh, no one has it as bad as us, yeah. But this is the time of year. This is the end of the minefield, as I call it, where baseball has done studies that in spring training in the first 3 weeks of the season, there are more pitching injuries that happen now than there is in the rest of the season. And if there's any small little silver lining to this, you know, Nestor's injury is the first one that's actually arm-related. Everything else is like an oblique or a hamstring or, in Woodruff's case, a long-term recovery from a shoulder. So it's not like all these guys are suddenly getting Tommy John surgery. There are easier ways to come back from these injuries.
We had some breaking news on this very program not that long ago. Rick Schlesinger joined us around 8:10 this morning on Wisconsin's Morning News with the announcement that we know when our Bob Uecker Day is going to be. It's going to be Sunday, August 24th, and it sounds like it's going to be incredible.
Exactly. I think this is the way that the fans can get their chance to say goodbye. Obviously, we had all the great memories from the home opener, but now this is supposed to bring everybody back, have even more people here for the fans to see, and Bob Costas being involved with all of this is going to be fun. And then, you know, one little note is that August 24th, know who the Brewers are facing.
Giants.
The San Francisco Giants, an old friend, Willie Adames. Mm-hmm. And I think of those two's relationship. Willie got it ASAP, right? I mean, they had a handshake. They had everything. Willie wanted to come to the private funeral, actually, here when he had in that first week when Bob had passed. So I'm really excited for Willie to be able to be a part of this ceremony and for the people that want to be a part of it. August 24th, circle it. Buy your tickets now. All tickets are available, so we'd love to have everybody out there.
Well, and hopefully we're in really good shape at that point, Adames. We head into September. The game's still going to matter.
Oh, yeah.
And I think of what a tough game that's going to be for all of our guys, for the players, for manager Pat Murphy, for everybody in the organization.
Why can't it be a great game?
It can be great, but exciting and fun and hilarious. It's going to be all those things, but think of the emotions that they're going to be going through on that day.
Of course. And I think, though, one thing that will help is the separation. Is the team had a small private one for some of the players involved this past week, and you know, a lot of dignitaries came into town for that as well. So that has passed, and that will give some time for the fans to be built up for it and everything too. And on top of all that, I think, you know, you can't lose on Bob Uecker Day. You know, that's the kind of the whole thought. I mean, August 24th. I mean, the games are going to matter really much more so by then. And the Giants, by the way, they're off to a great start. The NL West looks insane. So that's a game that certainly should mean something.
What if they all bat as well as Bob did on Bob Uecker Day?
Man? That was the joke, of course, on the home opener, right? Yes. They start 0-5 or 0-4, and the best way to pay tribute to Bob Uecker is hit like Bob Uecker, which is a joke. I don't mean it that way, but I called it and say, hey, man, Bob, you're a baseball god now. You know, we talk about praying to the baseball gods. Like, do you think this is funny? Like, starting 0-4 and having the celebration for you? Like, come on, man. And then they go 5-6.
No, it'll be all right, buddy.
That's all right, guys. Fine.
Yeah. What do we know about the Rockies, Dom? We're heading out to Colorado now for a stretch, and then is it Arizona after that?
Yes. So you've got Coors Field, altitude, everything that comes with that. You know, pitching is usually at a premium there. The good news is you're at the front of the rotation. You got Freddy Peralta going tomorrow night. Freddy loves pitching in Colorado. He's had some of his best career starts in Denver. Then it becomes TBA once again because of the Nestor Cortez injury. Do they move everybody up a day using today's off day, right? Do you suddenly have Tyler Alexander go on Wednesday and maybe Elvin Rodriguez one more start on Thursday? And then you can have, for Friday, Jose Quintana is eligible to come back. Chad Patrick on Saturday against the Diamondbacks, and then Sunday, Freddy Peralta.
So on Sunday, the commissioner of baseball said torpedo bats are absolutely good for baseball.
Absolutely. I'm in. 100%.
So that's it. That's pretty much puts it to rest. We'll see anyone who wants one using one here shortly.
I've actually got my hands on a couple of players who have started to test them this past week, this past homestand. Talking to the folks into the organization, they were saying pretty much everybody has one ordered if they want one. So it's the same bat model they have. Their grip, their knob, the logo, the stamp, but the difference is the barrel. So if the guys want them, they are ordered and ready for them to be used. Some guys don't like to tinker. Some guys are only going to use them in the cage and maybe promote some other things. I saw a miniature version of it where it's not quite as pronounced as what Anthony Volpe is swinging in Jazz Chisholm, and it looks a little more subtle and maybe a little wider barrel. So it's all in the eye of the beholder. 100% legal. We've made so many advancements on the pitching side. I'm finally here for an advancement on the hitting side.
Aren't you a little surprised that I would assume, I don't know, but like, aren't the batters and players constantly approached by bat makers, glove makers.
Louisville, hey, try this one,
like,
right?
Hey, like, I'm surprised that they were not handed these bats 8 months ago as, hey, why don't you try these? Why don't you swing them a couple
times? They were in the game last year, and it's just a matter of some guys aren't really interested in it. Some guys just aren't tinkerers, and that's okay. At the end of the day, there are only, I think, two guys using it in all of the 2024 season. Most notably, Giancarlo Stanton was using a torpedo bat during the postseason, as we have since learned, and he had one heck of a postseason.
Yeah, he did.
With that being said, the Yankees starting the way they did, if the Yankees hit like two homers and like two homers a game, and then we come to learn, like,
good point.
Wow, torpedo bats. But the fact that it started the way it did, it was wildfire.
36 runs in 3 days. That's going to get somebody's attention.
Flushed it. I don't remember. That's totally blacked out for me. I don't remember that at all.
Host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Cotroneo, live with us on Brewers 360 this Monday morning. Thanks, Dom.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck, man. I don't know.